and some are calling it the most expensive gas station in history. A new government report says the United States paid nearly $43 million to build a single filling station in Afghanistan, a project that was supposed to cost just a sliver of that. The gas station is part of a larger $800 million program to help rebuild Afghanistan's economy. In letters to Defense Secretary Ash Carter, John Sopko, the Special Inspector General, calls the findings troubling and promises to investigate for criminal conduct. NPR's Philip Reeve joins us now from Kabul. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Well, first of all, I think many Americans would be surprised to learn that their taxpayer money is going to build a gas station in Afghanistan. So what is the point of this thing?
Well, this is a gas station in northern Afghanistan. It was built by a task force that it answered directly to the Office of the Secretary of Defense. And the idea was to build a gas station that uses compressed natural gas, CNG. This is, in fact, the first CNG gas station in Afghanistan. Afghanistan is almost totally dependent on imported gasoline for the cars that run around this country. So their thinking was that if you encourage a natural gas system, then you could use natural supplies and they'd be cleaner because CNG is cleaner, and also it would be cheaper. That was the idea. The reality turned into something rather different.
Very different. In fact, as we said, it was supposed to cost $500,000, and now we're looking at a $43 million price tag. Do we have any idea how the spending got that far out of control?
That is the $43 million question. And no, the answer is we don't really. The report by the Inspector General says that $30 million of that $43 were overheads, and the remainder was direct costs. But he doesn't know exactly what happened to the money, because the report points out on a number of occasions that the Department of Defense has been stonewalling this investigation. But one thing they have established is that the idea of building this little gas station up in North Afghanistan seemed a very strange one in the first place. Afghanistan doesn't have a transmission and distribution infrastructure to support a market for CNG vehicles. In fact, there's only one operational natural gas pipeline in the entire country. Mm. And furthermore, it costs $700 to $800 to convert a vehicle to CNG. And the average annual salary for an Afghan is $690. So it would have cost, for a lot of people, you know, your entire wage packet for the year to convert your vehicle to CNG. So this report expresses great surprise as to why these guys thought it would be a good idea to do this in the first place.
Right. So maybe an economic development project gone awry. But when Senator Claire McCaskill heard about this, she said, "There are few things in this job that literally make my jaw drop. This genuinely shocked me." So, do you expect any consequences here for the Department of Defense?
Well, it's difficult to say from as far afield as Kabul in Afghanistan, but it is interesting to note that in the report, John Sopko does say that he intends to continue digging into the activities of this task force. He says he wants to figure out, among other things, exactly how this enormous amount of money was spent and whether any conduct by task force staff or contractors was criminal. And he also says it's shocking and incredible that the Department of Defense says it doesn't know about these task force staff. I mean, this is an $800 million program. It only closed in March. And John Sopko says that he's been trying very hard to get in touch with officials from the program and to acquire documents. And although the DOD did in a letter promise him access to those things, he never got it.
Hmm. Well, from your perspective there in Afghanistan, I imagine you might see money slipping through the cracks all the time. Just give us the lay of the land there when it comes to foreign investment in Afghanistan. Is this common?
Yes, I'm afraid there has been a great deal of corruption and fraud in Afghanistan over the years on an eye-watering scale. An awful lot of money has been invested in this country in the effort to make it viable in the aftermath of the US-led invasion and the toppling of the Taliban in 2002. And an awful lot of it, I'm afraid, has fallen into the wrong hands. And in fact, the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan, you know, has looked into things like this quite regularly. I mean, only recently he did an audit of the Afghan local police, which was created by the US military. The US has spent $500 million on this force, and yet it doesn't know really how many people are in it and what their roles are. Mm-hmm. It does know that some of the funds have been stolen, but they don't know where those funds have gone. And there may even be ghost workers in that force. In other words, people claiming to exist and getting paid, but actually not existing at all.
Philip Reeves, NPR's correspondent in Kabul. Phil, thank you very much.
You're welcome.